Larry Oliver, narrator.
The Deep by Anthony Doerr. 14-year-old Tom is walking along the lane, thinking spring happens whether you're paying attention or not. It happens beneath the snow, beyond the walls. Spring happens while you dream. When Ruby Hornaday steps out of the weeds. She has a shriveled rubber hose coiled over her shoulder and a swim mask in one hand and a tire pump in the other. Ruby pitches the far end of the hose into the water. With waxed cord, she binds the other end to the pump. Then she fills her pockets with rocks. She wades out, looks back at Tom, and reminds him, "You pump," and puts the hose into her mouth. The swim mask goes over her eyes. Her face goes into the water. The marsh closes over Ruby's back. Tom begins to pump. 1 minute, 2 minutes. After 4 or 5 minutes underwater, Ruby comes up. A neon mat of algae clings to her hair, and her bare feet are great boots of mud. Strings of saliva hang off her chin. Her lips are blue. "Incredible," pants Ruby. "Frickin' incredible." From Seminole Wind by K.T. Dixon. The helicopter finally turned upright, and Captain Hawks took it up to treetop level. The danger was far behind, and Congressman Peck reached to shake Bright Path's hand.
"Son, you'll be decorated for this."
"All I want is to go home," Bright Path replied. "I'm getting too old for this shit." The congressman smiled.
"I'm going to see to it that you get more than a ticket home. I promise you that."
Bright Path tapped the back of Captain Hawks' flight helmet and reached an empty hand over his shoulder. Hawks handed him the whiskey bottle.
"Be careful with that, Tonto. I've heard how you guys get when you're drunk. You want to fight."
"No worries, Kemosabe. I've had enough fighting for one day." Bright Path turned the bottle up and took a big swallow. When he handed it back to Captain Hawks, he looked out the windshield and saw a full moon glowing against the backdrop of a star-filled sky. The treetops below reflected the moonlight and made the earth look like a sea of shimmering silver waves. His mind drifted back through all of the previous missions, because this would be the last. All of the fighting was finally behind him, and his thoughts shifted to a woman. The woman that broke his heart long ago and sent Billy Brightpath on a perilous 24-year journey that just reached its end. From Yeah, Dave's Guide to Live in the Moment by David Romanelli. Next time you drink a glass of wine, a wine with some age, know that your greatest knowledge about wine is not the flavor or the region or the varietal or the olfactory notes. Your greatest knowledge of wine is that it ages well. If you can recall that message in every sip, you will be the ultimate aficionado, not of wine, but of life. Examine the ultimate symbol of youth, a little baby, and you'll see the baby is free from doubt, fear, and despair. Such negativity rusts our joints and erodes our dreams. The little baby is born as an advanced yogi with no effects from life's friction. She can lift her foot to her mouth or cross her legs in the most flexible manner. Look in the baby's eyes. They are strikingly similar to the eyes of a vibrant 100-year-old man or a jubilant 57-year-old woman. What they share is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm to taste. Enthusiasm to seek. Enthusiasm to dream. And, as John Barrymore said, you don't age until your regrets outnumber your dreams.